they are more committed and they are more devoted. They are more submitted and they are more related through relationship. Because you are two of you. When you are three of you, the more number you become, the more stronger the prayers become and the more effective they become. Why? Because you are not by yourself. One cannot do much. One cannot stand when a storm comes. But when two are together, a three cord is hard to break. So we need prayer partners that will help us to spiritually cover us through prayer, to pray for our issues, to pray for us to agree with, to do daily prayers that agree, speak out loud, using scriptures that are in alignment with your prayer request, your goals, or the promises of God for your life. Don't forget that. It is very important to pray with scriptures, to pray out loud those scriptures, but also to have prayer warriors, people who are spiritually covering you through prayer and wish you well, that they pray for the issues that you want to see happen in your life. In the dimension of prayer, we need also to repent, to do a teshuva in Hebrew. The word teshuva means to turn away from evil, to turn towards good. We need to do prayers that enables us to turn from evil and to turn into doing good. From the perspective that we are convicted that there are some things that are hindering our prayers to be answered, so we start to do things that will make our prayers to be answered and refrain from doing things that hinder our prayers from being answered. We need to cancel, renounce negative things and vows in our prayers and turn away from the things that we would like to change. We turn away from them. And through the fasting, we turn to those things that we want to do. Yes, and through our fasting, we turn to those things that we want to do by turning away from those things that we want to change or get away from. We cultivate positive habits by listening to audios that has the ability to improve, activate positive energies, make better, and develop one's life. It's very important in this dimension to know that the more you create an atmosphere around you when you listening using your ears to hear and listen to things that are positive, that ability of listening creates energies in within you. It creates electrons in within you. It stimulates some kind of a systematic way of feeling, behaving, hearkening, and it activates a certain way of acting towards certain things, which is reactive or put into action via what you're listening to. So create an atmosphere in your home where you continually listen to positive things, continually listen to positive gospel, spoken words that motivate, that mentors and coaches you to keep on listening until the level of development and life improvement continually becomes your meditating and mindset capacity, where you continually think about that and your thoughts now starts to cultivate your actions. Now, we go down to the things that we should avoid. Here we should remember that we should avoid certain things. Avoid listening with your ears, watching with your eyes, and eating with your mouth. I'll repeat this, it's very important. Avoid listening with your ears, watching with your eyes, and eating with your mouth, things which does not add any health, value, positive mindset, positive way of thinking, or focusing, or meditating, and a positive way of living. Anything that does not bring health in your body. It casts down your health, it decreases your health, it diminishes your health in the body. Anything that is bringing in your mindset thoughts that fantasizes, that makes you to focus on negative way of thinking, anything that is not allowing your life to tread the positive path of life, avoid these things. Avoid engaging in conversations of gossip, bad news, reporters, hate speech against others, social media circulating information containing insult gestures, comedy of prejudice, racism, tribalism, cursing, etc. Because such information in our air, such information in your environment, such information from your television, from your social media network, coming from anything that you're listening to via radio, via podcast, via radio, you know, anything that is vibrating in that formula of negativity, it hinders God's blessings to flow, and also it hinders God's blessing from reaching one's life. So anything that is making it hard for you to be in contact with God's blessing, stay away from it and connect yourself to things, insulators, information, vibrating sound waves, people that easily bring the conversations that improves your life, changes your life into better, brings the blessing and reaches down the flow of God's flavor and vibration into your life. I've been Apostle Ngabo here from the Council of Ngabo, and I pray that through this fasting, you're going to have a good, powerful fasting, and there's going to be transformation and change into your life through the 40 days of fasting, seeking God, and time of breakthrough and answered prayers. God bless.